meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Compass?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Approval of the March 21, 2022 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of March 21st, 2022.
Second.
Any changes? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Luke Cudney, Community Pride Award.
Apologize, I'm having a technological problem here. So today we'd like to honor Luke Cudney, who did a phenomenal job during the Ukraine. The Ukraine donations, where we were looking to get aid for the donations. So he came up with this idea, this cool idea to make these bowls out of clay, or not clay, out of plaster, I guess, and with the Ukrainian colors, the flag colors, and sell them in his neighborhood. And as it turns out, he raised over $300, right? How much? $491, almost $500 he raised with, and your brothers helped you with this, right? And with his brother's help, two brothers, right? And with their help, they sold these to their neighborhood, almost $500 that he donated to help the shipping costs to bring all of those goods overseas. And the people of Orland Park donated enough goods for a 48-foot trailer, and out of a 53-foot trailer, and then they donated more the next week when we weren't even collecting anymore. So another 100 boxes went over, plus a bunch of it that wasn't ready for that went to Goodwill. So the people of Orland Park really stepped up, and Luke really stepped up. So I would really, I'm very proud. These kinds of things are great because this was your initiative. This was you as a young man deciding to help people, which is fantastic. It represents everything that, you know, Orland Park is about. And so we're very proud of you. So it's my pleasure to present to you the Community Pride Award presented to Luke Cudney, presented in recognition of his selfless efforts in the collection of humanitarian aid for Ukrainian refugees.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
So as a father of an 11-year-old myself, I have some insight into the sacrifice of time and energy and effort that you all put into this. And I know that your parents must be very proud to show that much altruism and care for people halfway around the world. It's just absolutely outstanding. Well done.
Any other comments? Okay. Great job, Luke.
Accounts payable approval.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
I move to approve the accounts payable from March 22, 2022 through April 4th, 2022 in the amount of $2,312,961.80.
Second. Do I hear a second?
I second. I did.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Sorry.
Okay, call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Consent agenda. Enjoy.
Consent agenda. It's a long one today. Payroll approval. Item B, disposal of village equipment, online auction, public works department ordinance. Item C, Veterans Commission Moraine Valley Community College Scholarship Fund. Item D, athletic surface repairs 2022. Item E, Silver Lake West Phase 2, El Camino Real Water Main Replacement and Stormwater Upgrades Bid. Item F, ordinance revising Title 3, Chapter 2, Streets and Public Ways Addressing. Item G, an ordinance amending the Land Development Code to Section 5-112 to reduce letter of credit requirement. Item H, all hazards, public alerting outdoor warning siren system purchase. Item I, ordinance amending Title 7, Chapter 15, reducing the number of Class B tobacco licenses. Item J, budget amendment number 2 approval. Item K, an ordinance amending appendices A and B to ordinance number 5676 ordinance. Item L, RFP 22-16 meter replacement program evaluation bid. Item M, Metro East Townhomes development petition for special use permit for a planned development, site plan, landscape plan, elevations, plat of subdivision. Item N, Metro East Townhomes development agreement ordinance. Item O, Metro East Townhomes ordinance granting a special use for a planned development. I'll entertain a motion to approve items A through O of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Rashesky?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Request for proposal 22-015, holiday lighting services.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve awarding RFP 22-015 to Artistic Holiday Designs LLC of Lamont, Illinois for a 3-year contract for 2022, 2023, and 2024. With the option to extend an additional 2 years in an amount not to exceed the board approved budgeted amount and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
USIC Streetlight locates contract award.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to waive the bidding process for utility locating and marking services and to move to approve awarding USIC of Indianapolis, Indiana a contract for 1 year with the option to extend an additional 2 years in the amount not to exceed $55,000 for 2022 or the board approved budgeted amount thereafter and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Reardon.
Can we just get a brief explanation, what's going on with this?
Yes. So we do about 11,000 Julie locates every year, and part of that is to mark our street lights. And with that, we've used our in-house staff before, but we are finding that if we miss one, the repair costs are pretty heavy. We're also seeing that we have a lot of work that we would like to use the individual with our sidewalk program. And so we investigated USIC because they do the markings out there already.
Yeah, they're the only ones I see. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's the only trucks that I ever see. I'm kind of getting to the point of this is who does this stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And so it saves on our costs because they're ready on site and they can mark the street lights as well.
Thank you.
Any other comments? So one of the things here, this is going to cost us about $5 a locate. When you think about us sending our own team out there to do a locate, it costs a lot more than $5 mm-hmm. just to get them in the truck and get them there. So this just makes sense. Get some on stuff that we can do, and plus all the liability also shifts to them because they're doing the marking, correct?
Correct.
So this is definitely an example of very good government, very smart to do this and not be doing these kinds of services, not core to our business. Call the roll.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Illinois Department of Transportation letter of understanding for Wolf Road Bridge work over Interstate 80.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Radishevsky.
I move to approve the village president signing the letter of understanding from IDOT for the improvements of FAI 80, Interstate 80 at Wolf Road Bridge, and Wolf Road at 187th Street, job number C-91-1061-21, contract 62N20, agreement LU-122011.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Mayor. This is George here.
Oh, George.
could we have Krasheed maybe just a little bit of description of the project?
Sure.
Sure. So IDOT is starting a project where they will be repairing the bridge over Wolf Road, over I-80 on Wolf Road. And the specific work that is included, it includes the improvement will replace upper portion of the bridge and widen the roadway for the installation of a multi-use path. Other improvements will include drainage, traffic signal, traffic signal modifications at 187th Street, and they will also address ADA concerns with the existing sidewalk or multi-use path. The project is scheduled to start the bid process on April 29, and then completion by the end of this construction season in 2022. Okay. So they are asking for the village president to sign a letter of understanding. Overall, they'll invest in all the design, land acquisition cost, and everything else. There are two conditions that they're putting on the village. One is that the village will agree to not permit any driveway entrance openings along the Wolf Road project limits without the consent of IDOT. And then the second one is village agrees to maintain sidewalk, multi-use path, ADA ramps, parkway, mowing, roadway lighting, including furnishing electricity, crosswalks, and stop bars, which is quite standard for most of the IDOT work.
And that's only within our village limits, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. So I think people, this is kind of the first announcement of be prepared for a very tough construction season. Wolf over I-80 is going to be closed. It's going to put everything to LaGrange Road. 159th is going to be closed down to two lanes because, as we all know, that when they built 159th, they messed up one area of a land bridge, so that has to be redone. Then all the roads over the CalSAG, so 45, 83 in Harlem, the three major ones, all being redone in the same year. So all of our north-south over the CalSAG are going to be going down to two lanes. So it's going to be a really fun construction season. Oh, and not to mention, we will also be getting Southwest Highway fixed. The good news is it will fix the flooding on Southwest Highway. So we're going to start with the culverts at the beginning of the year, and then we'll start on the roadway at the end of the year, correct?
Correct.
And then the roadway will go into next year.
Correct.
So we have all that to look forward to on top of all the local stuff that we do. So a lot of IDOT work. I mean, it's great that they're doing the work, but it's all at once. So I think it'll impact people coming into and when we leave town more than it will when we're inside town. I think we'll be able to work our way around it. So, but something to think about when you're planning your exit from town to go someplace. You might want to try some not around rush hour.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Healy.
Krasheed, I didn't hear the word Mokena in any of this description or whatever.
Because they don't sign our letter, that's why.
Do they have a similar letter?
I'm sure they do.
They have a similar letter on their own.
Because our village, I mean, they talk about 187th, and that's outside our village limit, isn't it?
So that
project.
I was mentioning the project improvements, what it will do for the project, but they will have a similar letter of understanding.
There's a similar letter over there?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Radishevsky.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Peacock.
Aye.
Fiscal year 2021 audit engagement letter approval.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Healy.
I move to authorize the village manager to sign the engagement letter with BKD CPAs and advisors dated February 7, 2022, for a cost of $69,735 plus single audit fees if a single audit is required.
Second.
Yeah, we did Reardon again. You can't hear him.
I can't hear you today.
I don't know. It's on. I think it's on. I'm muting myself, maybe.
Okay, great. Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pikoff.
Aye.
Approve Tyler Payments for Merchant Processing Services Tyler Contract Amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Radiszewski.
I move to approve a change order with Tyler Technologies for the implementation of Tyler Payments for Merchants Processing Services and move to authorize the village manager to sign the necessary documents and agreements with Tyler Technologies, Chase, JP Morgan, and other related firms and service providers subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pikoff.
Aye.
Amend Title 7, Chapter 4, Number of Class A5 Liquor Licenses Ordinance.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to adopt an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Title 7, Chapter 4 of the Orland Park Municipal Code regarding the available number of Class A5 liquor licenses issued by the Village of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pikoff.
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors.
Peter Verdoliak, got 3 minutes.
Peter Verdoliak, the first thing I'd like to talk about are the field conditions that were at the John Humphrey Complex after they after we did a renovation last year. So a number of the things were at issue. The grass didn't grow, for one. The White & Company master plan did a survey on the parks. The centennial rating was 30% excellent, 47% good, for a total favorability rating of 77%. The John Humphrey Complex, after the renovation, was rated at excellent 32% and 45% for a total favorable rating of 77%. They're equal. In the Board of Trustees meeting on February 21st, the mayor said Centennial Park hasn't been touched since 1993 when it was built. So my question is, how could a $2.3 million renovation at John Humphrey Complex rate the same as Centennial, a complex that hasn't been touched since 1993? The Joliet Park District spent $1.4 million on turf infields to six existing fields at Inwood Sports Complex. Orland Park spent $2.3 million on five existing dirt fields and has the issues that are stated above. The 2018 feasibility study estimated the budget to do work at Humphrey was about $550,000, and I believe a $600,000 budget was initially put in place. The issues at Humphrey, according to the Recreation Advisory Board on September 8th, include trench in Humphrey 2 center field, uneven grading, poor drainage resulting in flooded dugouts, dragging turf conditions, and watering. Also maintaining the fields in between games. Both stated that they are aware of deficiencies after the first year that need to be addressed. One of the biggest challenges is that the athletics division faces is that they are used every day and finding a window to do the work is difficult. Also, contractors are short-staffed and behind schedule. The athletic division has five guys maintaining 40 fields at different complexes. Requests for additional staff have been denied. In the November 2nd, 21 meeting, Bo mentioned that some of the turf issues came up regarding the John Humphrey Complex. The entire complex was aerated and several thousand pounds of fertilizer and seed were put down. Why are we having all these problems at John Humphrey Complex? And are the contractors being held responsible for the additional cost or these defects? My other question is, why is the recreational athletic division of the recreation department understaffed for the work that they have to do?
Thank you for your comments. What comments?
Board comments.
Are there anybody else to speak here?
No.
Okay. Great.
Board comments.
Trustee Katsinas.
Luke, I want to thank you for what you did for the community. You know, when you have a tragedy like what's going on in your Ukraine, It brings out the worst in people, but it also brings out the best in people. So you're a shining light tonight, so thank you so much. Also, a sure sign of spring, the Lucky Easter Egg Hunt is this Saturday at 10 a.m. sharp. It starts Centennial Ball Field. It's for children ages 9 and under, and it is free. So hope to see you there.
Trustee Milani.
I'd also like to thank and congratulate Luke Cudney once again for his efforts in helping the people of the Ukraine. Small innovative ideas like this can make a huge impact on people's lives, and we definitely appreciate the work that you did along with your brothers. I'd also like to pass on, as Mayor Peacock mentioned, IDOT will be starting their improvement projects to the drainage at the area of Southwest Highway and 131st and 135th Street. So yes, be prepared for construction season. And hopefully, yes, this will alleviate the flooding issues that have occurred in the past there once and for all. As Trustee Katsinas mentioned, yes, the Lucky Egg Hunt will be on Saturday, and hope to see you all there. Thank you.
Trustee Compass.
Keep it short and sweet tonight for all those that celebrate the holiday, Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you.
Trustee Radishevsky.
Luke, congratulations. I think it's wonderful that you did that, that you're very you're thoughtful. I look forward to seeing all the other things that you're going to do in your future. And thank you to your parents for taking the time, and I'm sure you had to shop and buy the materials and help them, you know, coordinate the event. So thank you, too, very much for all of your efforts. It's greatly appreciated. So events, they've mentioned the Easter Bunny is going to be at Centennial Park this Saturday. The Orland Park History Museum is also hosting an event this weekend, Our Lady of Angels School Fire on April 9th at 11 a.m. And the Veterans Information Saturday event will take place on April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Civic Center. They mentioned some road repairs being done on Southwest Highway. I just want to remind people, you know, to obviously expect delays, but to allow extra time for your trips and pay close attention to the workers. And that's it. Thank you, everyone.
Trustee Healy.
I would like to, you know, thank Luke for daring to be different, going out of his way and doing that thing. And I have would recommend that his parents, who should be very proud, I'd recommend that they start clearing out some of the house for some more awards that he's going to get in his lifetime. So thank you.
Trustee Reardon.
Yeah, just to continue on that theme, I have three of my four children are probably within a year of you, of your age, and I certainly going to bring this back home to them as a motivating factor of somebody your age and things that they can do. So congratulations. Also, the Masters this week, which I hope everyone enjoys, and hopefully somebody will be playing that we all would like to see. And although it's a little late, opening day is Friday. I mean Friday, not Thursday. If you know what I mean.
All right, thank you everyone today. So we had a discussion earlier today about our parks and some comments about John Humphrey Complex. For those of you who have been, who paid attention to all of our meetings back to, I think this goes back to 2017 or 2018. So we had a 7-foot drop off at our ball fields over here. They were unusable for baseball, which is why we fixed them. But again, for those of you who have been around and or have paid attention to all of these public meetings, you would know that what we figured out was that, you know, that used to be a fill pile. And I know because I grew up here, I grew up a block from here, that was a swamp. So it was a fill pile dumped on top of a swamp. And they said, well, we have a bright idea in the 80s, we're going to spread it all out, which seemed a reasonable thing to do, and they made a complex out of it. Well, it sunk a lot. And when we got into the project, it ended up, there was a lot of peat. And Khursheed, how many feet? 15 feet of peat that had to be moved. So that's why it got so expensive. That also has a little bit to do with the turf, but anyone who knows a little bit about turf, and I do, it takes about 3 to 4 years for a seeded field to actually completely fill in. You know, that particular year we had also some weather conditions not exactly optimal. So we still have more years to go. We knew it was going to take a couple years for it to completely fill in. So we invested in a complex that hadn't been touched since the 1980s, and it was blocked for 2 years and stopped us. If we wouldn't have been blocked for 2 years, all of that grass growing time and all that would already be done. But it wasn't. So be it. We had them evaluate the John Humphrey complex. Keep in mind the John Humphrey complex has also got four fields that are completely unusable. So that's part of it as well. So again, we invested in those parks. We have instituted processes, as we talked about, that have fixed over 20 neighborhood parks in the last 3 years, over two dozen tennis and basketball courts, and instituted a ton of processes that get feedback from our residents that didn't exist before, and feedback from our rec advisory board that didn't provide that input before. And those rec advisory board members actually, instead of just complaining about decisions that are made, they actually stepped up to volunteer to help and to provide input to us. And they've done a good job. And it's taken some time to get them to embrace that and get the right people on there. So we've put all those things in place. The new master park plan and what we've agreed to, 8 public meetings, surveys. And one of the things you noticed from the surveys earlier today, we made some changes. 85% on one, 60% approved on the other. Not everybody agrees. That's just the way things work, folks. 60,000 people, we don't always agree. But what we do is we vote, we make the best decision we can, and then we move on and implement it. Because continuing to rehash decisions that have been made is a waste of people's time. So that's what we do here, and our staff does a phenomenal job, and we're gonna do a great job with I can't wait to see those projects as they unfold. So I continue to commend all of our departments for all their hard work. Inflation is wreaking havoc for all of our residents, you know, $4.50 plus gallon gas, other costs. But residents should really be aware that it also impacts you in hidden ways that you probably don't think too much about, and how much it costs the village to operate, how much more it costs it. Just gas alone, I mean, it's doubling our gas bill for all of our public works, for all of our police cars. That's a huge expense. So all of this has a huge impact. It costs a lot more to operate. That's something that the residents ultimately pay for in some way. And the staff, and the board, and I are all committed to doing everything we can to maintain our levels of service and keep low taxes, right? However, on the fringes, you're going to see some changes here and there on the fringes because we have to. Because we're under the same constraints you are, especially labor constraints. We have those constraints where we're having a tough time finding people to fill some of our positions. So it's not just something for people to keep in mind that it also impacts the village as well. It's just like it impacts you personally or in your business. But what we won't do is kick capital projects down the road. And that's what we did since about 2001. We kicked a lot of capital projects down the road, whether it was parks, whether it was roads, whether it was ponds, whether it was buildings. We found that out. Cars, right? We've kicked those things down the road. And the problem is with that is that those projects just get more expensive. They still need to get done. And it gives you this big backlog. And that's what we've been working through the last few years, and we're going to work through for the next few. What that leads to, it leads to higher maintenance costs and higher operating costs, taking our people's time up to maintain these things. It also it makes the projects more costly in the future. So with hard work and old-fashioned American ingenuity, I'm confident that we'll all get through this, both personally and the village as well. In spite of the obstacles that have been placed in front of us by the state government and the federal government, I know that the amazing people both in the village and working for the village and our outstanding staff, you know, we'll tighten our bootstraps and we'll make it happen. So I'm confident of that. I wish everyone a very happy Easter, and I hope to see you at the egg hunt on this Saturday, correct? So I look forward to seeing you there. With that, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to go into executive session for A, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific village employees, B, collective negotiating matters between the village and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees, C, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the village. D, pending litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the village, or when found by the board that such action is probable or imminent.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Go to executive session.